KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, we continue to have light rain, 40 degrees. And we picked up just under a quarter of an inch of rainfall overnight at 24 100ths here at the KJAN studios. We look for the rain to change over to light snow this afternoon. Little in the line of accumulation is expected, and temperatures will be falling during the afternoon into the mid-30s. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindemann Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. In Southwest Iowa news, police in Red Oak arrested two people on separate charges last night. Just before 10:30 p.m., 34-year-old Jesse Donald Trost of Red Oak was arrested on a Montgomery County warrant for an original charge of disorderly conduct. During his arrest, Trost was allegedly found to be in possession of prescription drugs without a prescription. He was being held at Montgomery County Jail on $1,300 bond. And just after 10 p.m. Tuesday, Red Oak police arrested 22-year-old Becca Lynn Mattson of Red Oak for driving while suspended and having no SR-22 insurance on file. Mattson was being held in Montgomery County Jail on $1,000 bond. Iowa authorities have dropped one of the child sex abuse counts that had been filed against a man already serving time in Nebraska for a similar crime. Court records say the count was dismissed Tuesday in Pottawatomie County District Court. 29-year-old Rocky Ontiveros still faces another count, and he's pleaded not guilty. Court documents say Ontiveros sexually abused two minors from November 1st of 2013 to September 19th of 2014. Prosecutor Dan Salvo McGinn filed the motion to dismiss one of the counts because the child involved remains in therapy and is in no position to testify. In August, Ontiveros was sentenced to 30 to 40 years in a Nebraska prison. He pleaded guilty to sexual assault of a minor in Douglas County, Nebraska. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office updated a report we brought you yesterday morning about what's believed to be an isolated road rage incident involving shots fired early Tuesday morning on Interstate 80 near Neola. According to Lieutenant Rob Ambrose of the Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office, the Pott County Communications Center received a 911 call at around 5:19 a.m. Tuesday with regard to shots being fired on Interstate 80 near the 24-mile marker eastbound. Deputies made contact with the reporting party, 20-year-old Tyler Cafora of Colorado, who was driving a 2010 Audi. The woman said a white male in his 20s, driving a gray car with Wisconsin plates, had pulled beside her vehicle and fired a handgun toward her vehicle, striking the passenger side rear tire. The suspect vehicle had stickers on the rear and blankets in the rear window. Carfora's tire did have damage consistent with a shot being fired. Neither the male subject nor his vehicle was located. The incident remained under investigation. The Union County Sheriff's Office said yesterday a Creston man had been arrested Monday night on a warrant. Ryan Patrick Duckleth was taken into custody at the Union County Law Enforcement Center on a bench warrant for failure to appear on a child support matter, contempt of court. Duckleth was being held in the Union County Jail on $2,000 bond. Elsewhere in Western Iowa news, authorities say a space heater caused a fire at a trailer in Northwest Iowa where a body was found. The Spencer Fire Department says the heater ignited combustible materials that caused the fire over the weekend on Saturday. The body of the occupant was found after the blaze was extinguished. The occupant's name has not yet been released. The state medical examiner's office was handling the autopsy. And a lawyer representing three Iowa drainage districts has asked for a partial dismissal of a lawsuit against the counties that was filed by the Des Moines Water Works. The water utility company filed a lawsuit in March claiming that the counties' Board of Supervisors are violating the Federal Clean Water Act by not doing enough to reduce the amount of nitrates in water that runs into the Raccoon and Des Moines Rivers and their tributaries. The utility is seeking damages of more than $1.4 million. Attorney Michael Reck argued in court Monday that eight counts filed against Buena Vista, Sac, and Calhoun counties should be dismissed because drainage districts can't regulate the actions of their landowners within their borders and cannot be held accountable for their actions. In our funeral announcements, Gerald Waltz, age 84, of Portsmouth, died Sunday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. A massive Christian burial for Gerald Waltz will be today at 10:30 at St. Mary Our Lady of Fatima Church in Portsmouth. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Brenda Sue Cuthbertson, age 56, of Adel, died Sunday. Graveside memorial services for Brenda Sue Cuthbertson will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the Monteith Cemetery near rural Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Marilyn Ward, age 90, of Atlantic, died Monday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Funeral services for Marilyn Ward will be on Saturday at 10 a.m. at the Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. Vera Buckendahl, age 97, of Alta, died Tuesday at the Exira Care Center. A funeral mass for Vera Buckendahl will be held Saturday at 1:30 at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Storm Lake. The Nicholas D. Jensen Funeral Home of Alta is in charge of the arrangements. Phyllis Hodney, age 93, of Irwin, died Saturday at Manning Plaza Nursing Home. Funeral services for Phyllis Hodney will be next Monday at 10:30 at the Odie Funeral Home in Manning. Margaret Maggie Vanderheiden, age 88, of Dexter, died December 17th at the Stewart Community Care Center. Cremation has taken place, and a memorial service for Maggie Vanderheiden will be on Tuesday at 1 o'clock at the Dexter American Legion. Johnson Family Funeral Home Dexter Chapel has the arrangements. Albert Louis Peterson, age 70, of Urbandale and formerly of Adair, died Friday at Mercy Hospice in Johnston. A memorial service for Albert Peterson will be held 11 a.m. January 2nd, that's a Saturday, by the Canby Friends Church in Canby. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Adair is in charge of the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.